Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are Mesechta Midos, Perek Beis, Mishnayos Vav, and Perekim Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ulishko Sayu Tachas Ezer Yisrael. There were two offices underneath this, alongside the steps of the Ezer Yisrael, underneath the Ezer Yisrael, Upsuchos Ezer Nashim, and they would open to Ezer Nashim, which is a little bit smaller. It was lower down. That's where the Levim stored their musical instruments. Now, Ezer Yisrael, the Ezer Yisrael from north to south was 135 amos al rocha b'chadisrei, but it was only 11 amos deep. And then after Ezer Yisrael, it would be 135 wide from north to south, al rocha b'chadisrei, but the depth moving from east to west, it was 11 amos. Rashi Paspas, and there were tops of spikes, Mavdilin Bein Ezer Yisrael, Ezer Sakonim, there would be a difference over there so that the people could see the difference. There was a height, and it was an Amah high, so that there would be a difference. The Kohanim would Ezra's Kohanim would be a little bit higher. Right? Vaduchen, and then the place where the Levim would say and saying the Shira Nasan Alei would be on this one Amah height. Uba Shalosh Mael Shachatzi Amah. There were three steps of Hayef and Amah Chatzi Amah. Nimseis Ezras Konim Gavom Ezras Yisrael Shtei Amos Umechtsa. So that this way it would be 2.5 Amos. Right, according to Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, it would be 2.5 Amos higher. Kol Azara from the Ezras Yisrael until the Kodesh Akadashim Haya Orach Meu Shmonim V'Sheva Aruch Av Meu Shloshim V'Chamish. It was 187 Amos on a width of 135. There were also 13 places in the Azara to go ahead and bow down when you pass by. That was by the Suri. So Abba Yossi Ben Chanan Omer Kneged Shlosh Esrei Sharim. It was to parallel the 13 gates. Sha'arim Dromium Smuchim Lamayrav. Right? The gates that went to the west, Shara Elyon, Shara Delek, and Shara Bechoros, and Shara Mayim. There were four gates there, Shara Elyon, Shara Delek, and Shara Bechoros, and Shara Mayim. Lama Nekro Shara Mayim. Why was it called Shara Mayim? Shabo Machnisim Tzulcha Shalmayim Shal Nisach Bechag. That's where the water for Nisach HaMayim would come through for the Yantif, right? For Sukkis. For Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Bo Amayim Mefakchim V'asin Liyosiyot Mitachas Miftan Abayis. That's also the place where the Mayim that Yechezkel talks about in the future that will go outside, that's where it's going to go, underneath the Beis HaMikdash. L'masim B'tzafon Smuchim L'mayrev, on the north side, next to the south side was Shara Yechanya, and then there was a gate called Shara Karban, Shara Nashim, Shara Shir. Right? Why was it called Shar Yechanya? Why the Lamanik Roshmo Shar Yechanya? Shabo Yatzi Yechanya Begalusa. That's where Yechanya went into his galus when he went together with the Chorish and the Mazgir 11 years before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Sheba Mizrach on the east side, Shar Nikanor Shnei Pashrus and Hayulo Echad Mimina Echad Mizvala. The Nikanor gates were on the east side. One on and it had smaller doors on the east and the west, on the right and the south. The two gates on the west side did not have names for them. They weren't particularly used. And so it was only used when you had to get out on that side of the Harabais. Okay. Mizbeach Haya, getting into the Kalim, let's talk about the Mizbeach Haya. Shlosh Mishtaim al Shlosh Mishtaim was 32 by 32. Allah Amma Bikinex Amma. Is that you saw it went up an amma, and in an amma that was called the base of the mizbeach. Nimsa shloshim al shloshim. Then it was 30 by 30. Ala chamish v'kineis amma. Then it went up another 5 amos, and then it went in for an amma. Zo asoviv. That was the soviv of the mizbeach. Nimsa esrim mishmona al esrim mishmona. That brings it down to the space over there being 28 by 28. Mekom hakranos. We had the corners of the mizbeach. Amma mizeh, amma mizeh. There was an amma on each side. Nimsa esrim mishesh al esrim mishesh. Malchum hiluch ragle kohanim. The space that the kohanim were able to walk, ama mizeh ve'ama mizeh. Right? It was an ama on each side. Nimsa esem ve'arba, esem ve'arba, malchum ha'maracha. Right? It turns out that it's the space of the maracha was 24 by 24. Some are Yosi, mitchil esem, the base was 28 by 28. And you keep moving up the way we just described, but it turns out that the maracha was not 24 by 24. If you follow the numbers, it gets by 20 by 20. So when the people came back, they added like a Greek gamma letter. Shenema v'ariel al shtemisrei orach shtemisrei rochav ravua. So yachos sheino al shtemisrei al shtemisrei. Sheuomer el arbas ravua melamid shemina emsa hu modei shtemisrei la'ama l'chol ruach. Chutzal sikra chogro b'emsa. So it had an addition. And going back to the mizbeach, halfway up the mizbeach there was a red line. So that when you had to sprinkle up versus down, there was a base for a separation. The Yisod went on the north and the west. It wasn't perfect square because it lost an ama on the east side and on the south side. Okay, so now we have started our discussion of the Mizbeach. And Be'ezus Hashem will continue after Shabbos. Everyone have a wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos.